Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Another ill-advised decision, ill-advised. The 3-0 bunt, ill-advised. Churio going to second with no outs, ill-advised.
So what did you pick out of that?
We need to save that drop. That's ill-advised.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
President Biden this morning back at the White House due to address the nation tonight.
Why did you drop out of the election?
A reporter shouting that question to the president. He boarded Air Force One to return after COVID isolation in Delaware. Speech tonight expected to address that very question. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
This speech is going to be about his decision to drop out of this race and why he did that, as well as his plans for the rest of his term. A source close to the president tells me that he's been working on this speech for the past day and huddling with his speech writing team at the White House. I'm told that this speech is going to be emotional and coming from the president's heart.
You expect the president to publicly offer as well as endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris, but an address to the nation typically can't be a campaign speech, so he may have to tread lightly there. We will carry ABC News coverage of the president's address this evening, 7 p.m. here on WTMJ.
Most historic speech in his presidency? Is that tonight, you think?
It might be, right? How about that?
It comes a day after Kamala Harris was in West Dallas.
Wisconsin, I am told as of this morning that we have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination.
You knew it was a big deal when Governor Evers did the intro.
On the Tony Evers excitement scale that goes from holy mackerel and maxes out at heck yes, I am jazzed as hell to be welcoming.
I'm unclear where that is on the scale, though. Is that like a new level? Is that higher than heck yes?
It actually worked out very well. This was scheduled last week for her to be here in the area. And, of course, Wisconsin's going to matter come November.
The path to the White House goes through Wisconsin.
There were about 3,000 people on hand for that event in West Dallas. We're told that that was the largest campaign event in the Biden-Harris era so far in this campaign run.
And ABC News reporting the vice president will skip today's address to Congress by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, though she is planning to meet with him privately. He's got a long list of appointments.
Call it a BB blitz. After speaking to a joint meeting of Congress today, the Israeli Prime Minister will meet with President Biden at the White House tomorrow and travel to Mar-a-Lago Friday to meet with former President Trump. We're told Vice President Harris will also sit with Netanyahu at some point. Security for his speech to lawmakers today will be extremely tight, with police officers from as far away as New York heading down here to Washington to assist Capitol Police.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy reporting there. Netanyahu earlier this week did meet with families of Israeli Americans whose loved ones are still being held hostage by Hamas. Sports up next, 6:14 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Another sloppy game at times for the crew on Tuesday night, but a win is a win. Yes, the Brewers get a W, 1-0, the final thanks to good pitching and a Bryce Terang RBI single in the eighth.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball to second base. Big hop for Terang. Tosses to first in time. And the Brewers have shut out the Cubs. And even this series at a game apiece.
So the difference, of course, one run. But it was kind of sloppy at the plate again. Pat Murphy calling some of the bats. Well, I'll play it for you.
I'd say ill-advised. Another ill-advised decision. Ill-advised. The 3-0 bunt. Ill-advised. Churio going to second with no outs. Ill-advised.
So what did you pick out of that?
We need to save that drop. That's ill-advised.
But he called it a great win because they battled through. He also said there were a lot of teachable moments. In fact, the Journal Sentinel says at one point after the game, he gathered all the young players together and said, hey, look, and walk through some of this stuff because it was so, well, I'll let him tell it.
I'd say ill-advised.
Yep. The game was delayed 90 minutes because of rain. They're back at it real quick today. 121st pitch. It's a rubber game. Our game starts right here at WTMJ pregame-wise at 12:50. By the way, keep an eye on Christian Yelich Curious to see if he'll be in the lineup today. They pulled him out of the game in the eighth. His back starting to act up.
Not with the back tightness again.
We'll see.
Love Watch continues this morning in Green Bay. Packers continue training camp. Quarterback Jordan Love not practicing with the team till he gets a new contract. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked about it before practice on Tuesday.
Any change on Jordan?
Nah, I have no updates there.
Did you catch that?
All right.
Matt, any change on Jordan?
Any change on Jordan?
Nah, I have no updates there.
Alrighty then.
I mean, he has to know he's going to be asked.
Right, that's it. I mean, even if you don't have anything to offer, can you handle the question a little?
Yeah, come on.
I can't believe you've asked that. Another moment that kind of hit me interesting in LaFleur is about 10 minutes of remarks with reporters. Asked your basic training camp type stuff. I mean, it's day two, right?
We're talking about practice.
Yeah, so he's talking about, you know, how are guys getting better?
Just getting all 11, whether it's on offense, defense, or on defense, finishing to the ball. And
Hang on. Say what now?
Offense, defense, or on WeFence.
What the hell is WeFence?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Anyway, offense, defense, WeFence, special teams, open to the public practice this morning.
I love it.
10:30 and then a day off tomorrow.
By the way, there's some Packers news rumbling online. Is it possible they will have an alternate this season? Lots of the blogs doing this. PackersWire.com has this. Also, the Acme Packing Company has it. A white alternate helmet. And where they're getting this from is a teaser video from Madden 25, the latest football season from Madden, of course. They got
the video game.
Yes. And because there's a little clip halfway through the video that shows them wearing white helmets.
Yeah, in the video game. How does that have any legitimate, like, is that actually being discussed?
Yes. Paul Lucas of Uniwatch reported that the Packers would be adding a white helmet. He did that earlier in the season, earlier in the offseason. Detective work from acmepacking.com, also Packers Wire. We have it on our website if you want to take a look at it. Yeah, just text the word helmet to the WDTMJ Talking text line 855-616-1620. Helmet.
EAA Air Venture continues this morning, runs through the weekend in Oshkosh. A lot of attention, of course, on the daily air shows, but so much to learn about the past and the future of air travel. This is Nerd Super Bowl, right? And for Michael Vincent of NASA, it's the best week ever.
This is my favorite week of the year. So I am an airplane nerd. I'm a pilot. I've loved aviation my whole life, and so being at EAA and talking to the flying public is fun.
So I talked with Vincent, who is an associate project manager for system-wide safety at NASA. He's at a Langley Research Center in Virginia. NASA has a huge tent there at EAA with their experts available to talk and just answer questions.
Did you tell them you went to space camp?
I almost thought about it, and I was with my son, and I didn't want to embarrass him. I'm like, hi, good to see you all again. You probably remember me.
Right? Nerds!
We forget sometimes, the second word in the NASA acronym is aeronautics. They don't just put people in space. They do a ton of research about flight in general. So I wanted to know about a couple of projects NASA's working on that apply to consumer air travel, things that will affect us in our lifetime.
When do I get to fly in more stuff as a consumer?
Well, I think it's starting to happen now. It's not going to happen overnight. The biggest hurdle that we see is safety going forward. Because if you step inside an aircraft, the expectation from the public is that you have a high level of safety.
So when do I get, you know, flying cars? We talk about that all the time. When do you have flying cars? When do you have this other stuff? Well, he's saying like, okay, but once you put something in the air, there's a different expectation in this level of safety. And that's the primary barrier to a lot of the advancements. NASA is working to develop technology that could be used for air taxis, for example. So like an Uber of the skies, super drone technology that might one day be used either to have automated or piloted aircraft, you know, pick you up instead of a car. Closer than you may think.
So if you're talking about autonomous flying vehicles in the national airspace and widespread adoption, I would say you're looking at a 15 to 20 year time frame. But for something that has a lower level of autonomy, where the aircraft needs more input from a pilot, you're looking at a little bit shorter time frame.
Okay, so within a couple of decades.
Okay.
You know, something
within
picking
a lifetime?
You up in the air. Sure. Other thing, supersonic flight. been 20 years since the Concorde was flying, a luxury supersonic commercial aircraft that made the flight from New York to London in under 3 hours. It was very expensive, super inefficient, and it was super loud. That's the Concorde on takeoff. That's not a fighter jet. So imagine that at Milwaukee Mitchell all day in and out, right? All the Southeast Wisconsin have your ears ringing.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Right? Plus, there's another problem. The sonic boom, the Concorde breaking the sound barrier. It's a problem and a barrier to recommercializing supersonic flight for the airlines. So NASA's X-59 project endeavors to fix that.
It's happening now. There's companies that are building a supersonic transport, and they're just going to sell it to the airlines. And what we're doing with our supersonic aircraft is looking at what the noise levels need to be for that, because these aircraft are going to generate sonic booms, and we need to know what's really acceptable to a widespread swath of the public.
Michael Vincent with NASA again. They're working to turn the sonic boom into a sonic thump, as they call it. Okay. How can they deafen that noise, take that moment, and overall make these engines quieter so that you can take off from major airports and have it not be prohibitive? Talking with another woman from NASA, and this is the other cool part. She said, we are making and will continue to make this technology open to the public. So when we discover things, we're going to share it with everyone so it can be applied to commercial aircraft. So these companies can benefit from the work that NASA has going right now. One of the many things you can see and learn about, EAA Air Venture runs daily through Sunday, 18 and under, free admission. Gates open at 7 a.m. daily. Tonight, 8 p.m., one of the two night air shows. The other is coming up. Afternoon baseball in Chicago. We'll look ahead to the Brewers and Cubs at 6:45.
My flight, it got canceled at 2 p.m., got put back on time, delayed, and I showed up to the gate and it got canceled again.
Still trouble following what happened last week, Friday's global IT meltdown. Now, most of the airlines are back to normal. Delta canceling another 500 flights, though, on Tuesday alone, struggling to get through and struggling to recover.
People being on hold for hours and hours trying to get a new flight, people having to sleep on airport floors, even accounts of unaccompanied minors being stranded in airports, unable to get on a flight.
That's not good when you got miners just trying to be shipped from one place to another. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg there says he doesn't like what he's hearing. He says there are too many problems to ignore what's happening with Delta.
We informed Delta today that DOT is launching an investigation into the breakdown of operations.
Yeah, the big question, how can it take you this long to recover?
If everybody else is largely back up online, they're obviously still dealing with ripple effects. But yeah, what gives?
I mean, it's 5 days now since this cancellation. Remember, this deals with that IT meltdown that occurred. The CrowdStrike CEO will be testifying before Congress at some point because of that as well. And I'm sure he will receive a tongue lashing,
which is what we do. Right. find the guy at the top and scream at him.
Yell at that guy.
6:38, Wisconsin's morning news.
So you have the twins. And I have my oldest.
I do indeed have the twins.
And they're all the same age. They're all going into their senior year. How many college visits have you done so far?
The boy wants to stay in state. He's done maybe half a dozen.
Okay.
My daughter, I guess, she's earned it. She's a good student and works hard, but has decided she wants to tour the nation. Twice they've gone to the Southeast. They were just in Arizona. She looked at ASU and University of Arizona. Can you narrow this down before we get on an airplane?
We're kind of doing that, too. We got another trip coming next week. My boy's already been at not that many, though. He's probably been at like a small handful, maybe four so far. So I feel like we're a little behind.
You're way behind the Vetranos.
The UW system may make this a little bit easier for you, though. So it's going to happen this summer. They announced this last year, the direct admissions program that UW is doing. So the whole system is going to send high school seniors a letter, and it's basically college acceptance letters before they even apply. And it's meant to perhaps recruit and make it easier for enrollment and make it for more enrollment. So they'll send a letter out to all high school seniors, or most, I should say, across the state, saying, hey, you're already accepted based on your GPA to this school, and that school. So,
fantastic idea.
Oshkosh, Stout, UW-Milwaukee. You get that letter already.
Now, there are a few not on there, right?
Correct.
That aren't doing this.
So
like Madison isn't.
Eau Claire is out, Madison is out, and La Crosse.
Okay.
And according to the state, every year each school, including those, will decide whether or not they want to be in this little program where they send this letter out. So we're expecting an update on this today. The president, Jay Rothman, is going to speak later today on the matter. Not sure what the update is going to be, but we would imagine those letters should be coming in the mail to upcoming seniors in the next few weeks.
I think that's a phenomenal idea. The University of Wisconsin system, and they've done a better job in recent years, I think from outcry from parents and even lawmakers saying, like, this system should serve Wisconsin first. It's taxpayer-supported, and we should serve our students first. It's great that we bring in international students or people from all over the country, and that's part of it.
Yeah.
But got to serve Wisconsin kids first.
And not unprecedented. There are a lot of other schools across the nation that do something similar to this. It would be nice if La Crosse and Eau Claire were part of it. I'm just
right.
saying.
Yeah. A little bit harder to get into. Right?
I guess,
those are the hot schools right now.
And it's not ACT scores or anything like that. It's just GPA. So you get a letter. Your kid it'll say, hey, we'd love to have you at these schools, and it'll be one of the 10 that are on the list.
I'm sure we'll go visit all of those, too.
You'll have
to
now.
House. 644, sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Similar game on Tuesday at Wrigley Field, but the outcome much, much better. The Brewers win 1-0 thanks to Bryce Turang.
1-2, line drive back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Trotting home is Bowers. Bryce Turang delivers an RBI single, and the Brewers take a 1-0 lead.
They would ultimately win 1-0. Kind of sloppy again. Blame it on the youth a little bit, you could say, Pat Murphy.
I'd say ill-advised.
Yeah, he said there's a lot of things.
What was ill-advised?
Ill-advised.
Exactly.
He said many of the at-bats were ill-advised. He did bring up Turang once, who tried to bunt on a 3-0. Like, just different things that he couldn't quite understand.
He found that to be ill-advised.
Churio did some things a little goofy. So did Garrett Mitchell. So he actually talked to the young club after the game, saying, hey, lock in
Let's
here.
Let's refocus here.
And sometimes, you know, and he even said, sometimes we just got to tell the young player what to do. Just a reminder of that. Game was delayed because of rain. They're back at it this afternoon. 1:21 pits. Rubber game, 12:45 right here at WTMJ is our pregame. Don't know yet about Christian Yelich. Got to keep an eye on him. Back is starting to act up again. We'll see if he's in the lineup. Speaking of young players, the Brewers locked in two draft picks, Braylon Payne and Blake Burke.
I play like a little leaguer.
That's Blake Burke saying he plays like a little leaguer. So sometimes he kneels down in the outfield and looks at the dandelion.
Picks the grass.
Sometimes he pushes dirt around at second base.
Watching the train go by.
Into a little pile.
Hey, center field!
Todd Rosiak from the Journal Sentinel asked him to elaborate.
The little eager part, I take it that's the emotion, you mean? Yeah. Like playing with excitement?
Yeah, I'm more mature playing-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I play, I try to play like a little
Your exuberance
yeah.
for the
All
game, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Welcome to the
Rosiak
team.
Trying to help him. Right now you're interviewing like a little leaguer as well, young man. Got to tighten that up. Packers on the practice field later this morning. Day 3 of the 2024 training camp.
We're talking about practice.
Should be nicer weather today. You mentioned the rain that caused the delay in the Brewers game. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette up there posting video on social media of Tuesday's session. This is what he wrote. It's currently build an arc raining at Packers practice. The team is remaining outside for now. Turns out they stayed out there the whole time, pushed through it. Builds character, I guess.
Yeah, good for them.
Where's my Pat Murphy? I'd say ill-advised.
No, you got to work with that.
Defensive back and Packers number 2 draft pick, Javon Bullard, apparently standing out already in this young camp. ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wilde, he's going to join us a little bit later. He's at training camp. Said Bullard told him he didn't want to get comfortable because when you get comfortable, you lose your job. Head coach Matt LaFleur liked hearing about that.
I didn't know he said that, but that fires me up. You know, we want to make these guys comfortable being uncomfortable to get the most out of them.
That fires me up.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
LaFleur did say he is impressed with the rookies and the new guys that they appear to have come into this camp ready to go after the OTAs, after the mini camp.
What's been impressive about him, and it's not only him, a lot of guys coming back, just the amount of recall that they've shown to possess shows us that they stayed in their books throughout the course of the summer. And
stayed in their books, so like just didn't check out, went home and
good.
Studied and know what they're doing. No update to offer on quarterback Jordan Love, who is still refusing to practice until he gets a new contract. He is at camp, participating in meetings and other activities. but he's not practicing.
Packers internet blowing up because of the possibility of an alternate helmet coming this year, an alternate road helmet. It's white, a white Packers helmet. If you'd like to see it, just text the word helmet to the WDTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. And so far, since we've told people about the helmet, there has been a theme to some of the text reactions.
I'd say ill-advised.
Yeah. Nobody likes it.
It doesn't look like anyone likes it.
A producer note for Greg Hill. I'm going to need a Lord Helmet drop from Spaceballs for future use. 6:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. The title of the email for the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office reads, update, Dineen Park shootings. Only there's virtually no update. In fairness to law enforcement everywhere, there are certain things to do in the course of an investigation that they can't share publicly without compromising the integrity of the investigation. We accept that, right?
Of course.
And they actually, even in the email from the sheriff's office, did address that. There's some things we can't say, you know, for things, but they're asking for video. They're asking for witnesses to come forward. And it has the feel of, we don't have our arms fully around this. 17-year-old girl was shot and killed. 9 others injured in this mass shooting in a Milwaukee County park. Bring in our friend and teammate, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant Dr. Ken Harris this morning. What do you make of that? Am I reading too much into that?
I don't understand. First of all, good morning. Hi. I don't understand what you mean by they don't have their arms fully around it. If I don't have the evidence, do I fabricate it or do I make it up?
No, I'm just saying they don't have the, that's exactly my point.
Right. So what is it that you expect them to do? Investigate. We don't have an update. You don't need the sheriff trotted out to say, hey, we don't have an update. It's not a leadership thing. That's what the public information officer is for.
You mentioned the sheriff. I would like to see and hear from the sheriff.
Why? It's the same information. Like, why would the sheriff have to read something that somebody else can hand you and you can read yourself? I mean, we did the same thing with the police chief. At some point, the police chief can't do everything. Like, every time there's a shooting, they show up. Every time there's a, at some point, you have to go.
Every time we got 10 people shot in the park. Like, shouldn't we have a news conference and the sheriff is the one leading that news conference, Danita Ball?
Why?
Because she's the head of the agency.
Why?
We just had the Secret Service lady forced to resign.
That was an assassination attempt. I get that. Right. But why?
But like in the thing
of
bigness.
But nobody's answering the question.
Well, so
why?
I'll side with you on this, Ken, that oftentimes I feel like, and it's not always the head of the law enforcement agency. It's also could be the leader of a town or a city spend a little bit too much time in front of a camera.
Right.
Fair enough. David Clark was on my TV all the time, and I didn't need to hear from him on most of the things he was talking about.
Okay.
But at the same time,
it is refreshing.
Is it better to not even know? I wonder how many people even know who the sheriff is.
They do. And I think that's a little disingenuous because everybody knows who Sheriff Ball is. She was elected by everybody in the county. And so she doesn't have to parade herself. And I'm not taking up for her, but you don't have to parade yourself around all the time because you're never going to win. You're either going to complain that you see him too much or you're going to complain that you don't see him enough. But if you really understand what the job of a leader is, the job of a leader is to run an agency. If they don't catch the people, then I think you should have a meeting. But at least let them do their job. You know, it's the same idiocy with the Secret Service director. 9 days into an assassination attempt at over, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people? I have to literally interview every single person, every single phone, and you want information in 9 days?
I did wonder about that. I did wonder that it was kind of unfair that they put her out there on Monday, assuming that she was going to be able to provide a lot of information.
Idiotic. And it shows, especially AOC, yes, I have my, she's an idiot.
Go on,
an
sir.
Absolute idiot. In 9 days, you don't know? If you understand anything about investigation and law enforcement, there's just cause you have to use in order to do an internal investigation. So you have to do the criminal first. Here's the idiocy. Oh, my God, we investigated. Vince, you're cleared. And then the FBI comes in and arrests you for a criminal offense for the same thing. So what they have to do is they have to go do the criminal first. If you're cleared, then they do the internal investigation. You can't start the internal investigation or question anybody. But yet you have, let me be respectful, she's a member of Congress, knucklehead AOC, who decides, we want to know now. It's just unreasonable. So she probably quit because Dems turned against her, too.
Is that why we haven't seen more? I'm surprised Eric and I were talking. Why haven't we seen more video from people who were at that event, at the Trump rally where the attempt on his life was made? Do they have their phones still?
No, they don't have their phones.
I mean, like, law enforcement has their phones.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And they're going to download everything, and they're going to, you know, I know this is your personal stuff. We're only looking for, and I'm pretty sure whatever the warrant they got was very narrow for only footage tied to this day and time during these hours. And that's it. And then they'll get it and they'll download it and they'll record who they got it from and give them their phone back.
Do you think the coverage of that investigation has been light or too much or just right? I feel
Which
like
investigation?
The one going into the assassination attempt. Yeah. Well, just in general, like the crooks, the suspect, like even him who's no longer with us, want to know more about what's going on with this guy.
Then let them finish their investigation.
Well, how long does that take?
It's probably going to take, like she said, about 60 to 90 days. They're literally 3,000 people. I don't have 3,000 agents. So,
no, I get
so
it.
Some group of people are going to be working.
And, oh, by the way, they're super busy right now because now you have a president. You have the vice president, now new candidate in the race, and former President Trump wants to have rallies all over as well. So it's the busy season.
Oh, and Mr. Kennedy now has Secret Service protection.
That's right.
There we go.